Some other news, a new labor contract with Chrysler could be in trouble. Members of the United Auto Workers are threatening to vote it down. The union is about halfway through the balloting, and the vote is too close to call right now. But if the union does reject Chrysler's contract, it will be the first time that's happened in 25 years. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Employees at Chrysler's transmission plant in Kokomo, Indiana, headed the ballot box today. Among them will be Chris Ryan. He's 35 years old and delivers parts to a subassembly line. He's also a member of Soldiers of Solidarity, a dissident union group. Ryan predicts the contract will sink.
The mood right now, it seems overwhelmingly, people are not going to vote for it. I would be surprised if it goes through.
If Ryan's right, the Kokomo plant will join others in Missouri, Delaware, Ohio, and Michigan that have already rejected the deal. The contract is filled with concessions by the union to help Chrysler survive in a fiercely competitive global market. So far, only 53% of union members have approved the deal, according to internal union data. That's a strikingly narrow margin. In the past, ratification levels have been as high as 90%. I asked Ryan what he thought of the heavy opposition to this contract.
Thrilled, very happy that they're standing firm on this.
Many workers are against the deal because they think it gives away too much in benefits and secures too little in job guarantees. In exchange for concessions on health care and wages, Chrysler says it will invest $15 billion in auto products over the next 4 years. That sounds pretty good. But General Motors has made even longer commitments. Many analysts, though, say Chrysler can't make those sorts of promises. It was recently bought by a private equity firm, Cerberus Capital, which is revamping the entire operation. Eric Merkel is vice president of forecasting at IRN, an automotive consulting firm in Grand Rapids.
You've got a lot of new players at Chrysler that are now stepping back and they're questioning the product plan and what makes sense for the market going forward.
Merkel says the company can't predict what it might build beyond the next 2 years.
No longer can they just say, well, you know, we're going to put the new Durango in plant X, because they, quite honestly, they don't know if there's going to be a new Durango.
It's too early to know whether the union will vote down the Chrysler contract, but it could become clear in the next couple of days after workers cast ballots at big plants in Indiana and Michigan. Voting could conclude by the end of the week. If the contract fails, union leaders have several options: strike, hold another vote, or go back to the bargaining table. But that's risky, too.
What most people don't realize is that just because you go back to the table to negotiate doesn't mean you will get more. You could easily get less.
That's Art Wheaton, an auto industry expert at Cornell. He says if the union tries to reopen the contract, the company could ask for even bigger concessions.
No one is ever happy with a concessionary agreement. I think the agreement is terrible, but I don't think they should reject it.
Chrysler won't comment on the contract publicly until the voting is complete. But a company source did say this, quote, "My gut is, if they go back to the table, this won't get any easier." Frank Langfitt, NPR News.